Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Folks, welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King, and I'm here with my co-host, Mike Sheffer.
That's me.
And welcome to this episode. Today's a special one. We've done this in the past. Some of you loved it. I don't know if any people hated it, but we certainly enjoyed making it. And that is when Mike and I are going to be doing the New York Times crossword. We are doing the Monday, and the date of this one is December 18th, 2023. And we're just going to play along with you guys, and hopefully you enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed doing it last time. I think it's fun to talk about it, and I think some people gave us a little bit of flack for how long it took, even though it takes way longer when you're explaining the clues out loud to people. So give us a little bit of...
They want us to go faster. Are they playing along with us?
I'm speaking mostly to Carly and Aaron, who were making fun of us that it took 33 minutes to do it, the last one. But
because we're sharing it with you guys. I'm already letting my timer go. These, for you guys, are not about the time. If you wanted to see a time one, sure, but we won't be talking through it. Yeah. It would be cool to see a battle of us playing it quietly at the same time.
I feel like that. We put that on audio.
Oh, yeah.
Just silently playing the crossword next to each other. No, I think it's fun to... do this with you, Matt, because I like to hear how you think about things and how I think we have different knowledge bases about things where you know things that I don't, etc. So we're going to go ahead and play.
Let's do it.
And opening up the Monday crossword. Here we go. So first clue is parishioner's bench.
And it's three words or three letters.
See, already I don't know this one because
I do.
It's like a church thing, I presume.
Yes, and it's a bench. But you know what a bench is called in a church, right? The people are seated in the...
Oh, the pews.
Pews.
See, I would have had to come back to that one, but it's pew. Spanish, bye. I believe that would be adios.
Adios, correct. That is the...
adios, okay. An unexpected plot development, I would say. That's a...
How many letters is it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I believe that's an uproar.
What? An unexpected plot development? It's a twist.
Oh, it's a twist.
Oh, what a twist.
A twist.
Remember Robot Chicken? You ever watch that show?
I did. I loved Robot Chicken.
It was so good. So good.
Is it still going on?
Probably.
Seth Green is behind that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And did you ever like get that in between each thing was like a little bit of a channel blur? I didn't realize that the premise of that show is flipping through channels. Did you ever get that?
Like
I watched it for like years, and then someone was like, oh, I love that they're just flipping through the channels. And I'm like, that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's flipping through channels of just like random vignettes of funny things. But there was one with M. Night Shyamalan, and every time he would be like, ooh, what a twist. Because that's like,
I
think about twist.
I've seen that one.
Okay, before in poetry. This is a big popular one.
They do this all the time. Usually if it's a dedicated works, it's ode. This one.
Ear, E-R-E.
Air.
Air, ear.
Ear?
Yeah.
Is it ear or is it air? I don't know.
E-R-E.
E-R-E.
Variety show with skits and songs. Oh, geez. I would call that a variety show. What do you think that is, Matt?
I think it's a review.
Oh, R-E-V-U-E.
Like a topless review?
Yeah, that's what I always think about, like Vegas topless review. So are they doing, when they're doing a topless review, are they doing skits and songs?
I think so. I've been to like a...
That's fine.
That's okay. I've been to like a cabaret, like a topless cabaret.
Oh, do we know the difference between a cabaret and a review?
You know what?
Knowing that a review might be a show with skits and songs, I feel like a cabaret is more just like dancing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got review. Now we're on to the next. Got out of bed.
Rose?
A rose? Oh, okay. Well, here's just a tip for those who are playing along. If you notice, the tense of this is in the past tense. It's got out of bed, not get out of bed.
Awoke?
I would either awoke or arose. But just to note, when you're playing the crossword, pay attention to the tense that it's in because that's the tense that the answer will be in.
Right.
So if it's in the present, then the answer is in the present. This is got out of bed. Let's try... Well, it should be arose because WW in a row looking down wouldn't work.
Oh, okay.
So we'll go with arose. Okay, preliminary tournament stage.
Now, this is a really long one. It stretches all the way. So.
I usually skip those for the first round.
Yeah, let's skip it
for now. Okay, but let's just think about it while we're here. Preliminary tournament stage. Maybe like first round.
First seed.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Oh, commotion, 20 across.
You know what, Mike? I have to be honest. I started this crossword. I only did like the very beginning, and okay. I had this, and this is when you said the unexpected like plot turn or whatever. It was twist. This is uproar.
Is it uproar?
I think it is uproar.
How is that uproar? Uproar is like when a crowd goes...
A commotion?
Yeah. An unexpected plot development is definitely a twist. I don't know what the S... Yeah. Because look, Matt, if you look at 12 down... ID with two hyphens.
SSN.
SSN. So it's got to be
Social Security number.
Oh, and look what the next one is. 13 down.
TV's Ted Lasso.
Our close personal friend. Okay, let's go back and let's go down to across. We're at 20 across. Commotion. Oh, you think that might be uproar?
That's what I think is uproar. That's what I say is uproar.
Got it. Okay, that probably works. I don't know that I would have gotten that on my own, but I like it. Campus figure with list.
Dean.
Dean's
You're,
list.
You make the dean's list.
God, did you ever make dean's list?
I was on dean's list my like freshman and sophomore year, but that's like
good it. For you good yeah. for you Matt. What a studious guy. 1960s soul singer Redding.
Oh, my fate, one of my favorite singers.
You know how old he was when he passed away?
27.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, he died on a plane crash.
I know.
Was I that was talking about this last night at a party and people were like, what are you talking about? Otis Redding like died at 27?
I know.
I thought that was like a 46-year-old man singing.
I know. And his lyrics too are like so full of life. And he also, is that the day the music died, was his plane crash?
That's Buddy Holly.
Was he on that plane?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be, wait, oh no. Damn it. Got to do screen recording again. Okay, so that would be Otis Redding, O-T-I-S. Damn it, spelled it wrong. Give me 1 second. O-T-I-S. Filipino or Laotian?
Is this Asian?
Mm.
Wait, Filipino and Laotian. Lao is what they speak in Thai? Is that right?
No, Laos.
Laos.
I want to say it's like Pacific Islander, but it might be Asian. But I don't know if... Let's come back to it.
Yeah.
Although Asian would be a good crossword word because it's got a lot of vowels in it that are highly used.
Mm-hmm.
Figure on a college transcript. That would be...
GPA.
And here's another note. The word fig is... condensed. I don't know what the proper word is, but
figure.
But it's like it's not the full version. It's an abbreviation.
Yes.
So if there's an abbreviation in the clue, that means that your answer is also going to be abbreviated. So GPA is an abbreviation for grade point average. Stay in school, kids. Work hard. Study hard. Spring forward clock setting abbreviation.
So there's CST, EST,
PST,
PST.
Or no, oh no, it's a standard time or daylight savings time.
Oh, it's DST,
daylight savings time. Snake oil salesman offering. I don't know, man.
That's very long right now.
Yeah, it's a little too much. Let's go to the next one. Move just a little.
Scoot? That's what comes to my mind.
Or scooch? Scoot? The scoot in.
Scoot in.
Where I saw...
You talking about the scoot in Austin?
Yeah, I saw Odd Future there in 2011.
I can't believe you remember. I can't remember venues very well. I mean, I can remember that because I'm from Austin, but like...
I spent the whole day with Tyler, the Creator, and all of them before they went on their set. It was like... Wow. That was like their first big show that was insane. It was such a good show. Got hitched in Vegas. Eloped?
Eloped. He says got hitched in Vegas, perhaps. Yeah, eloped.
E-L-O-P-E-D. Eloped. And that means to get married without a formal ceremony, right?
Yeah, correct. Okay.
Cause for a produce recall. E. coli.
It doesn't fit. Does
yeah, it does.
Oh.
I mean, that's kind of nuts, but we can try it.
I feel like it would, like, nod to... Because E. coli is, like, a
It's like reasoned for have a product recall.
Yeah, maybe.
But like spoil.
But I feel like they would put that in like a. We'll see.
I'm leaving it.
It's working.
Lawyers org.
I see this one very often, and I never know the name of it. It's clearly it must be three letters.
Something the A, right? It's always an association or organization. Yeah, it's got to be an A because they wouldn't give you the org. Okay, hold on. What are some legal letters? Like a Esquire.
I have no clue.
Okay. I'm going to put an A at the end because I do think it's an association. We'll come back to it.
2, 4, 6, 8, et cetera. That's even.
Even. Those are even numbers. Even.
Wait, evens?
Ooh.
Prime?
No, they're not primes.
Oh.
Let's try evens and we'll come back to it. Oh, love this one. 1989. Honey, I Blank the Kids.
Shrunk the Kids.
Great movie. I haven't seen that in so long.
It is quite the fever dream.
Do you think it still holds up?
Yes, it kind of does because I think there was a moment where like CGI and stuff was getting so good that movie looked really bad, but looking back on it, you're like, this was so creative what they did. Like, they actually made the sets. They made massive ants and stuff.
It's all practical effects.
All practical effects.
Did you ever go on the ride?
You know what? When I only the only time I ever went to Disney World, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was under construction. Or they were taking it down. Because yeah. I was there in 97, and if it came out in 89, do you know what the sequel is to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Again.
There's three.
Honey, I Accidentally Shrunk the Kids Again.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only time I know that potassium is in bananas, because the kid is like a diabetic and like needs potassium, and he like passes out. You know who's also in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids that nobody knows this?
Who?
Mila Kunis.
Is in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
She's the girl that the young son has a crush on. And also the girl who got involved with that like sex trafficking like Hollywood ring who was on Smallville. She's the daughter in Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. Brother. And then the third one is Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. And that's when they make the giant son massive.
Yeah, that's when we're running out of ideas. Can I tell you? Whatever year that ride was, you know, this came out in 1989. The ride was somewhere in the 90s. I was a child. I'm telling you, I went on that ride, and I was convinced that we got shrunk for the duration of that ride. I thought it was so real, and I couldn't believe how magical and incredible this place was. Because they put you into, like, a little seated theater, and then the screen, like, shows a reflection quote, reflection right. of you, and you think you're seeing yourself on screen, and they're like, look at how small you are. And like Rick Moranis is huge, and he like picks up the theater, and like the seats all move like with his hand.
Wow.
So it's like, I'm telling you, man, I couldn't have believed something more.
Bring it back.
Oh God, what a magical thing that was.
Bring it back.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That's, if I was like a billionaire, I would hire the people that made that ride and rebuild it.
That movie, as much as it is like a cute little like kids comedy, it's actually a nightmare. You shrunk the children down to this size? That is, like, when they're out in the backyard and they're, like, on the little, like...
On the grass.
On the grass, like, they're being suspended on their, like, clothes dryer. Also, why were they drying their clothes out in the fucking, out in their yard? The dad is an inventor. Why couldn't you just invented a drying machine? How about that? You know?
You know, it is what it is. Yeah. I don't know why it keeps...
Wonderland hold on, visitor. Hold on. I don't know what a Wonderland... Alice.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland. Great job, Matthew. Woman, temporarily serving as a monarch. Oh, God. These are going to be... And I also, if you notice, that these long ones are associated with a yellow down, and that's usually like the theme of the puzzle that we'll come back to, and that will sometimes help inform what the long ones are, because usually they're like combining two things together. We're going to skip this for now.
Okay.
Ice cream amounts.
Scoops. SCP.
Oh, okay. Or pints.
Oh.
PTS.
Maybe PTS.
But, well, it's got to end in an S, so it's pints.
Yeah, one of mine.
Paul Thomas Anderson, great director. Disorderly bunch, three letters.
A... disorderly bunch. A... Like, it's not a do.
No.
No.
I'm thinking like, oh, you bunch of little rats, or I don't know. We'll skip it. We'll come back to it. The beginning phase.
Entry?
Intro? It's longer than that, though.
Entry.
E-N-T-R-Y? I don't know. That doesn't feel right, but we could try it, Matt.
Okay.
The last word in the 12 days of Christmas. I'm going to go ahead and pass this on to you, Matt.
Tree. Partridge in a pear tree.
Yep. That's probably right.
Actress Sky.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking of the band Nina Sky. Do you remember Nina Sky?
Move no.
Your body, girl, makes the fellas go. The way you ride it, girl, makes the fellas go.
Oh, what's the name of that band?
Nina Sky, because it was two sisters, and their names were Natalie and Nicole. So it was like Nina. Oh, no. We're our lights are lights. All dying out. That's okay. Sorry.
Matt forgot to pay his electric bill. Please click our sponsors and watch.
Hopefully we don't lose the other two, too. No. That's weird that they're plugged in like that.
Maybe they're not plugged in all the way.
Oh, no, it doesn't make sense.
It's okay. I think our lighting still looks good. Our audience understands that we're still working on...
I know,
on...
but eventually it's going to be dark.
Well, then we'll turn them all back on. Wait, isn't your that boo, your body girl, that's a... Isn't that like Shakira or like some big artist? That's
it was a like one-hit wonder. Yeah, Nina Sky.
Really?
Your body girl makes the fellas know.
That was a great beat. Boop. Okay, I don't know.
I don't know.
Passes into law.
Enacts.
E-N-A-C... T-S, in acts. Financial statement issued every 3 months.
I have no clue. Do you know?
I want to say like a quarterly report. Can we try that? Because every 3 months is quarterly. So
it fits.
Quarterly Report.
It fits, Mike.
That's your business manager, Mike Sheffer, coming in, knowing all the business terms.
A next 162 across is railroad property in Monopoly. This is five letters. I never know Monopoly stuff.
Me neither.
I hate the game Monopoly. I genuinely, it's like, get that out of my face. If you want to play Monopoly, go find your people to go play Monopoly. But like, I'm not sitting there with like thin pieces of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And fake money. Screw over my friends. It's not polite to talk about money. So why are you playing it in your home for fun with, amongst your friends?
Oh, good grief. You're railroad, right, Matt.
Is it an avenue or street? I don't even know. I do not know.
Each of the railroads have names, and I don't remember what the names are.
Oh,
actress Davis
of Thelma and Louise. Gina Davis.
No,
she used to be.
That doesn't fit.
But it's like spelled G E.
Oh, G E E N A.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how it's spelled. She used to be married to Jeff Goldblum.
Interesting. Oh God, a 20-sided game die piece. In Dungeons and Dragons.
Isn't it just the die?
Oh, 20-sided game piece. Yeah, that is the die. Oh. I just said that without even realizing. Gosh. Yeah.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Talkspace. Sometimes life can get you down and it can affect you. It would be helpful if you talked to a therapist, but some people aren't sure how to get started. Talkspace makes it easy to find a therapist that you'll like. It's convenient to meet online, at home, where you're most comfortable. And Talkspace has made a huge difference in the lives of so many people. Do you think that seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or even afford one? Well, try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Sometimes people can wait until something bad happens before talking to a therapist, but don't wait. You can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the important part, and Talkspace has made it easy and affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy. Talkspace lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait until your next session. And Talkspace can help with specific challenges you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists for over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. And as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/HH. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/HH to get $80 off your first month and show your support for our show. That's Talkspace.com/HH. Check out Talkspace. Use our link. Now, back to the episode.
Because dice is plural, which is crazy. What are you looking at?
Nothing. I just heard. I thought I heard a click. Okay. Intelligence.
Did you know that? I was way too late when I discovered that die is singular and dice is plural. Yeah. I thought a single was a dice. Like, can I have one of your dice?
Oh, but I still say if it's a cube of die, I know it is a die, but I will always call it a dice.
Same.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Intelligence.
Data. No.
Smarts.
Wit. No. I don't know.
I'm going to say smarts. I just did a quick check of the Q down.
Smarts. Like, okay, fine.
Because look at 57 down. It doesn't fit?
Smart does, but not smarts.
Oh, so, well, I think it does start with an S because 57 down is definitely QBs because it's
okay.
Half of Super Bowl MVPs, quarterbacks for short. All right, we can come back to it. It's not smarts. You're right. I'm dumb. I'm not smart.
Okay.
66 across. Important agent in bread dough and beer fermentation.
Yeast.
That's correct.
Scott, you got to have that yeast, baby.
Isn't yeast crazy?
Yeah.
It's like
I've
alive.
Never really spent much time thinking about yeast, dude, but you I'm put happy it, into, it exists.
Like, you just take flour, which is something that just grows in the ground. You take wheat, you crush it up.
And then that turns it. That's
and
yeast?
That turns it to bread. It's like this thing that grows out of ground.
But you, where does the yeast come from?
Oh, I don't know what yeast is, but like flour is crazy.
You don't know what yeast is? Neither do I.
It's
what
something that's alive. Yeast? I know that much, which is kind of nuts. That we're.
Now, yeast is a fungus?
Oh, that's a little scary. Yeah, it's growing.
Wow.
And then it rises. It literally grows. We sound like idiots.
I know.
Bake. Okay. Guinness Book suffix.
Top?
No.
Oh,
a suffix is the end of the word. So think of everything in the Guinness World Records as the blank. The blankest. EST.
Oh, EST.
The largest.
Oh my gosh,
the fattest.
Dude,
the
I'm
smartest.
Sorry. My brain is getting a little.
It's okay. See, now that we've done them all across, we got so many easy ones coming down. So Captain Ahab's ship in Moby Dick. Oh, I actually don't know this.
Well, the way
P.E. I don't know.
I don't know.
And I'm gonna go to the next one here. Shoots lava.
Erupts
like a volcano. What to do if the shoe fits?
Wear it.
Wear it. Oh, W-E-A-R, wear it. Okay. Prima Donna's Chance to Shine.
They do this one all the time. It's Aria.
Aria. Anytime there's some sort of Italian or like operatic or something, a soloist part.
I never hear anybody say, oh, the aria last night that she did was just incredible.
I mean, it's if you go to the opera, it's like the part where the singer sings. Swindle.
The
Swindle.
I don't know.
Like, okay, let's come back to it. Poison blank plant. Poison ivy.
Ivy, easy.
You ever got poison ivy?
Never have. Can you spot poison ivy?
Sure can't. But I mean, anytime
it has
I'm
like
in
red
the...
spots on it. It's like green,
I don't think,
and
so.
It's three leaves.
Leaves of three, leave them be. That's what I was always told.
Leaves of three. I thought there's a little red. Maybe it'd be poison oak. I don't know. Oof, I thought there's a little
thank
red.
Thank God.
On it.
French ascent? Ascent?
Oui. Yeah.
I guess. Maurice, who wrote Where the Wild Things Are. Do you know his name?
Maurice Sendak?
That's correct. S-E-N-D-A-K.
Yeah.
God, to get in the children's book racket, that's got to be...
wild.
Such a great
that's
life.
That's iconic. Sci-fi or romance? That's genre.
Wait. What about the TA? Olympic...
Oh, whoops,
Olympic
sorry.
Figure skating champion Lipinski.
Oh, Tara Lipinski.
Tara Lipinski?
Yeah, Tara Lipinski.
Is she the one who broke her legs?
No, that's the one with the Tonya Harding was involved with. Oh gosh, what was her name? It wasn't Tara
Something
Lipinski.
Russian though?
No, she was American.
Oh.
The girl who got it's so funny you brought up like Tonya or that. I was at that party last night and the guy who plays her boyfriend's friend was at the party last night. The guy who played Richard Jewell. Do you know that story about the guy?
I didn't see the movie. It's on my Letterboxd. Okay, next we got ill-advised maneuver. That would be a wrong move.
Wrong move, yes. Good one, Mike.
It's crazy to come up with like the words that are just it's like you ever play that game Taboo?
Yeah.
Where you get like
Taboo.
A word at the top and you can
say anything but the word.
Yeah,
that...
I feel like that's a good game to play if you want to learn how to do these crosswords. A debtor's note.
IOU. Okay, but now we're finally seeing what's going on with 17 across, and I believe that's a qualifying round.
Wow, Matt, great call. Qualifying round. Great job, Matt.
Hell yeah.
So let's go back to the down. We're on sci-fi or romance. Genre. That'd be a genre. A story that spans generations.
An epic?
Yeah, but there's no...
But maybe Scoot isn't right.
Let's come back to this, because okay. I feel like Scoot's got to be right. But we'll come back to it. Swelling reducer for sprains.
Like an ice pack? No.
Huh. Or is it like an aspirin or like some sort of pain reliever?
Or what do you call like an ace bandage or I don't know, dude.
Well, we got to come back to this one. Okay. We might have a couple things wrong here,
Pet
folks.
Name for Jose. Pepe.
Really?
That has to be it.
It has to be it. I've never heard of that before. The Gulf of Blank, the waters off the coast of Yemen.
Oh, I have no clue. Do you?
Same. Geography, I'm so bad at.
Sometimes I think I'm good at it, and then I have no sense of it.
Okay. Anthony, who played Zorba in Zorba the Greek.
Only Anthony actor that I know is like Anthony Hopkins. I don't know, Mike.
Okay, we're going to have to, we're getting some tough waters here.
Next one is put into power, five letters, that's elect.
Elect. Why don't you read the next one, Matt?
Football distances abbreviated. We already have DS that we just add a Y. That's yards.
Good job. Colorful symbols of hope and happiness. Maybe rainbow? Scoot's not right.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
And maybe E. coli
blue,
isn't right either.
Blue skies?
No.
What? Oh, okay, fine. I just think we have LU in the beginning right there.
I think we're going to come back to it. I did drop an S at the bottom, just to be safe.
A lawyer's title.
Esquire, ESQ.
So that's what you call a lawyer, is an Esquire?
That you never see that? Like John Roberts, Esquire. That means they're a lawyer. That's like doctor for lawyers.
I've never noticed that.
Sean
That's not that you're like an attorney.
Sean Smith, oh,
that's
Esquire.
Like ATTN or something.
No, it's ATTN. That's attention. That's like who it's to.
Fucking hell. What do I know?
That's like in an office, you send a fax message. Attention, Matt King, Esquire. Well, now that we have a Q, I'm going to put a U because U always follows a Q. So a pal.
Queen.
Well, hold on.
No.
I'm going 36 down.
Right.
That's a chum.
Chum is pal.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
You never heard, hey, what
chum was like the chum bucket. I always thought like chum is like bait. It's like the guts of fish.
Yeah, but you ever hear, oh, I'm real chummy with that guy.
Is Earl Sweatshirt's song Chum about a friend or?
Oh, could be both.
Damn, I never really thought artist. About that.
Cookies and cream.
Oreo.
Opposite of a weather to a sailor. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Never took sailing lessons, but let's keep going. Coin of Denmark. Oh, God.
Damn, this is like, this is for a Monday. This is pretty difficult.
This is a little tough. Coin of Denmark. I don't know what their currency is. I'm going to keep going. Summer office workers, interns. So entry is not correct.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's correct that.
A start.
Interns. Okay.
I know, but beginning phase. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. The start. You're 100% right, Matt. Great job. So now we're going to go back down to 46 down.
Pep. Synergy?
There's no way.
Energy.
Synergy. It's start is in there. Don't you have start across?
Yes, but I don't. I like energy sounds better. We have RGY at the end.
Oh, Pep would be energy. You're right. Okay. Energy.
A Great Plains tribe. I never know this one.
There's got to be an A in there. I feel like there's an A in there. Oh, yeah, we're going to come back to it. But this is how we learn. This is why you do the crosswords, because you learn things.
Now for 58, we have Dubai's country.
For short.
UAB.
UAE, United Arab Emirates.
Yes. Next is 59 across. We've been to this city together before.
Blank Arbor, Michigan.
Yes.
Ann Arbor.
That's right.
So one of our first brand trips, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, now we're down. Are we done with the downs? We're back. So I think we're back to Filipino or Laotian.
That seems like Asian.
Asian, yeah. A-S-A. Yeah, A-S-I-A-N, Asian. Okay.
Oh, snake oil salesman offering. It looks like the end of that is remedy. A quick remedy.
Wow, Matt.
Woo!
Matt,
that feels good.
A lot of Q's in this one, which kind of makes it a little easier because then you get the bonus U immediately. Lawyers org, I don't know. Can we check the down on this first letter here?
For Q?
Yeah.
Anthony Quinn. That makes sense. Like Q-U-I-N-N.
Yes, that's for sure. So it's not...
for scoot. Swindle now. For five down, swindle is defraud.
Hold on. Where are you?
Five down.
Oh, defraud. Yep. So what we're looking at is move just a little is not correct. Right?
No.
What do you have? Blank UD, blank T?
Oh. No. Okay. It has to be E because that's ice. Swelling reducers for sprains. It has to be ice pack.
You're probably right. That's for sure it.
Guide? No.
Move just a little. Nudge.
Nudge.
N-U-D-G.
That's it. Good job, Mike.
Okay. Let's see what this down one is. A story that spans generations? This is going to kill us, dude. A saga.
A Sega. Or saga.
Saga. Oh, so it's not a quick remedy. A quack remedy.
Ah,
because these long ones have like some sort of punnetry.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. One of our favorites. We've been using Rocket Money for years now. I check it every single day. I've saved a ton of money by unsubscribing from subscriptions, some of which I just didn't feel like unsubscribing from, so I used Rocket Money. Other ones I even just forgot about. And Rocket Money helps me organize all my finances, so I know how much I have, how much I've spent, all my credit cards. It's the best. I love, love, love Rocket Money. And if you don't know what Rocket Money is, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and if there's something that you don't want, you can cancel it with the tap of a button. You never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. It's amazing. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, and go to rocketmoney.com/hoot. That is rocketmoney.com/hoot, rocketmoney.com/hoot. Can't recommend it enough. Download Rocket Money, get on the app, sign up, use our code, and you won't regret it. Now, back to the episode.
Okay.
I still can't believe yeast is a fungus.
That rocked my world. I thought yeast was like another version of flour that came from...
But it grows, so it's got to be something like alive.
I thought it was more like an expanding agent. Like,
yeah, but how does it expand? It's got to be alive. Living things grow.
Sure. But like... Yeah.
All right, let's get through this. We're almost we're getting to the nitty-gritty here. So I'm at Saga down. I'm going to hit next. See, E. coli.
Oh, budge. It's not nudge, it's budge. It didn't budge.
You're so right, Matt.
Because NLUE, so blue.
Oh, you're right, and then it's queen something down. Blue.
Let's see, a mob, disorderly bunch. It's mob 50 across.
So blue birds.
What is
Bluebirds. From Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Bluebirds fly.
That's like a poetic phrase people use.
I think it's so. Like, bluebirds.
Wow.
Or maybe it's just from the one song and it's just culturally relevant.
Yeah.
The opposite of weather to a sailor. I don't know. Let's find out what this queen one is across here. A woman temporarily serving as a monarch.
I don't know.
Can we check the yellow one down? Because that's not right.
Which yellow one down?
47 down. Scannable, black and white. Oh, it's going to be... Do you see what it is?
No.
Come on. 47 down. Read it out loud.
A QR code.
Yeah, scannable black and white square.
Ice cream comes in quarts. People like quarts of ice cream.
I guess if you work at the New York Times, liberal media. Okay, so QR code... is a hint.
So they're all Qs.
Or they might be all QR. Quack, remedy, queen, R-E something.
Oh, a recant? Or like, when something's like
a queen recent?
No, like a recant. Like, isn't that like a thing people say?
Recant is when you like take back the words that you were saying. Oh. I recant my statements.
Well, it has to be R.
What's the other QR ones here? Yeah, we have qualifying round, that's QR. We have quack remedy, QR. We have quarterly report. So this has got to be queen something. We'll come back to it.
Recant.
Mad.
Recent. Might be recent. Queen recent.
What's... okay. Let's see what's beginning phase. I don't know what this is.
Ink it?
Huh?
I don't know, dude.
Okay. Well, we're getting tough here. Let's go to 53 across.
Actress blank sky. I blank blank E.
Ivy? Irie?
Dude.
What's going on down? I don't know the tribes. Oh, we can get the bottom corner here. Railroad property monopoly. Ban something? I don't know that one. Intelligence is sense.
Sense.
Okay, so we got sense. Oh, boy.
Yo, this is a tough Monday. Should we cheat?
No. The coin of Denmark, I want to say it's like a kroner. A krone. K-R-O-N-E.
Oh.
That I know from Seinfeld, because they went to Europe and he had exchanged kroners for... Okay, so that's definitely K-R-O-N-E, krone. Now, maybe ice pack isn't right?
Maybe it's not. It's definitely ice. Wait, oh,
but Alice
we have APA.
Is right. What's APA? Lawyer's Org? Yeah. American...
Oh, well, it still says swelling reducers for sprain. So this is... Oh, onset is beginning phase.
Oh.
Because it's plural.
Yes, onset. Okay. Oh, so maybe ice... Oh, ice pad?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Opposite of a weather to sailor.
Well, that one is Ali.
But is it ice packs? Like, is it... Is it CK or is it like...
Oh, like an ice PAK? I don't know. Huh. I think the lawyer's organization is going to be APA.
Ice bags?
Oh.
Oh, regent. Queen regent? Is that a
thing? That sounds right. Ice bags? Yeah. I think
is it Regent or Regent? Regent?
Regent probably sounds right. That sounds like a royal word.
But opposite of a weather to a sailor, a lee?
I wouldn't know any sailing terms. So sometimes I always think I learn at least one word every time. I don't know who this actress is.
I want to say like Irene, but it doesn't fit. And then Great Plains Tribe is blank T blank E.
And I don't know what the
railroad property is in Monopoly. Bandy? Bando?
The Bandy Tract from There Will Be Blood?
What is that?
The Bandy Tract. That was like what he was trying to buy in the whole movie.
It was a railroad?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
How do you spell it, though? With a Y? I? Oh, boy, Matt. We might not get this one. 32 minutes in. Let me think about this for a minute here. I wish I knew the Monopoly Railroads. Maybe we need to look this up, Matt.
I know.
Are we looking it up?
Yeah.
Let's pick which clue are we going to guess?
We're doing this because I want to give the...
Yeah, we're going to
learn something.
Well, which clue do we want to look up? Which actress it is, the Great Plains Tribe, or the Monopoly Railroad? Which one will give us the best chance of getting it?
Maybe the actress.
Yeah, let's find the actress's name. So, blank sky actress, and then I...
What?
What's her name?
Ione Sky?
Ione?
I-O-N-E.
It's probably a Irish actress. I feel like that's an Irish
like,
name.
Like a Saoirse.
Yeah, and it's probably pronounced like Winograd. I still don't know. The OT tribe? Nope. All right, Matt, let's look it up. Should we do a check the puzzle, or should we do a look up the answer?
Oto tribe. Bando. It's Oto.
We got it. It was Oto. 33 minutes. Not bad. I'll take it. We got gold. Had to look a few things up. Usually that's not fair game, but we don't want to spend, sometimes you'll spend an hour and just like type in individual letters to try and figure it out. But
that was a tough Monday.
That was, but we learned some stuff, right? We learned that this actress's name, who will probably be
in
another.
What is she even in?
Let's look it up.
She's in. Oh.
Who is she?
She's in Say Anything, which is that movie with John Cusack.
Okay.
And that Peter Gabriel song, which I like. But, dude, she hasn't been in much. Honestly, for you to make the New York Times, shout out to you. Hopefully you're having a great life and a great career. But
yeah, what did we learn here?
She is not that popular of an actress.
E. coli, I'm glad we got that one early on. I guess a queen regent is something I didn't know, but now I know that word. I don't know can you look up what the railroad properties are in Monopoly so we know them for next time?
That's wild that I don't. No, I've never noticed.
I feel like I know one of them. If you read me them, I'll probably know them. But that's, it's a little bizarre to think
I always
about.
Loved Monopoly Junior, and instead of going to jail, you would just go to the bathroom.
I did not know that.
Oh,
that was
it's
thing.
Not Bando. It's B and O.
Oh, B and O.
It's like B and O, like ampersand. Like,
oh, God, we're idiots.
So, yeah, there's four railroads. Reading, Pennsylvania, B&O and Short Line, each of which costs $200.
Yeah, that was like a strategy. You get the railroads and then you start collecting. But God, Monopoly was not the most fun game.
Mm-mm.
All right, well, folks, thanks for playing along with us. That was really fun.
Thank you so much. Tell us how much you enjoyed it down in the comments, if there's something that you learned today, or if there's another game that you think we should play that would be even more interesting to watch and listen to. Something that's fun, educational, and you think that we would vibe with it. But I'm curious to see what's out there because we're more than down to
play it. I would do this every week. This is so much fun. All right, we'll see you next time, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.